In the name of the law, we bring you another of the thrilling stories in this exciting series, taken from actual police case files.
Our story begins in Chicago's Chinatown, Chicago's Limehouse, a strange medley of splendor and shabbiness.
Chinatown! Chinatown! We're now passing through Chicago's Limehouse, where silent and shadowy orientals call their mysterious names.
This isn't so silent. Goodness, Ed, I wish you hadn't brought me on this trip. Chinatown's no place to bring a girl on a honeymoon.
Ah, them Chinese invented car crackers. Nothing ever happens in Chinatown these days, Carrie.
On the left is the headquarters of the Yan Liang Tan, the town of Chicago, Chinatown,
filled
with the citizens of Chinese justice. Oh, that was just firecrackers, Carrie. I tell you, nothing ever happened in Chinatown.
On the left is the Peking Police Station. This bus will stop for 15 minutes at Choi Phan Choi Chi Garden and Bazaar, where you may witness strange
things. Peking Police Station, Lieutenant Hayley speaking.
Lieutenant, this is Schroeder.
What is it, Sergeant?
Find it, Lieutenant.
Where?
Who?
Wong
Fu.
Wong Fu? The merchant who owns that big store?
Yeah. That big store looks like a shooting gallery now. Somebody killed Wong Fu last night. Used plenty of lead.
See, Jack? These Chinese shut up like a bunch of clams when you want to get anything out of them.
And Kung Nai Young, I'll talk to you all again. I'm going inside shop now to look at murdered body of respected Wong Fu. After that, I want to talk particularly to you, Hong, and you, Hong Chang.
All right. Let's go in, Lieutenant Police.
Silk, carved ivories, old pottery, porcelain. Oh, fine shop, all right.
And here he lies in the middle of it, riddled with bullets.
Yes, a fine gentleman lies here. Oh, Sergeant Schroeder, is this the way you found Wong Fu?
Yes, Lieutenant Walt. Right by this little altar here.
Yes, that Buddha can only speak.
Did you cover Wong Fu with that banner?
No, sir. That's the way it was.
The imperial yellow dragon of old China. He must have pulled that banner off the wall in the struggle.
Did you break open that front door, Sergeant?
Yes, Lieutenant Healy. That mob of Chinese was outside when I came along at half past eight.
Wong Fu always opened this place at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what all those Chinamen said. You were yelling about trouble and thought something must have happened. So I busted in the door and found Wong Fu. Like this.
Shot five or six times under the left chest. Oh, have you got that, Linderman?
Yes, sir. I'm checking on those bullet holes in the wall, too.
And be sure your photographs show the position of the body in relation to that open safe.
Right.
I want a picture of this pair of slippers, too.
I have those, Lieutenant Walsh. And that sheet of wrapping paper here is right on.
Looks as if he was shot down while he was wrapping up those slippers.
Hey, those are women's slippers. You think the murderer could have been a woman?
Well, somebody fired at least 12 bullets at Wong Fu. Nobody heard any gunfire? No reports on the blotter last night?
No. Not a firecracker shot off. Could have covered up pistol shots.
I'd say six of those bullets hit him. I don't think the trigger figure belonged to a woman, though.
But here's a woman's purse over here on the table.
Hey, and three glasses here. Hey, here's a bottle. I got pop.
What?
Oh, rice wine. Oh, beautiful glasses. Fine for fingerprints. Oh, take care of them, Schroeder.
Yes, sir.
Wong Fu must have been having a little party. Three glasses. Schroeder, bring in Hong Chang and Fu Hong.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Hong Chang. Fu Hong. Come on in.
Well, Hong Chang,
Wong Chang, Wong Chang,
Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, Wong Chang, W
Come on now. Your employer was murdered last night. None of this no talky business.
I'm Yin Tong Nucky Wong Wong Fu. Besides, you can speak English.
Kelly Kelly, Wong Fu, catch your trouble.
Honorable employer makes much gladness. Thanks.
Thanks. You and Fu Hong were... Yeah, you both worked for Wong Fu, didn't you?
Yes.
Every day, workshop here.
Thanks. Your boss was a kind man, wasn't he?
Yes. Everybody hold in large esteem. He called Wang Fu Liang Xing.
Who killed him?
You see? Show me a Chinaman in a murder case, and I'll show you a clam.
These men may tell us something. Yep. They were clerks and porters here. When did you last see Wong Fu? What were his last words to you?
He said good night.
And what time was that?
11 o'clock last night.
Who was with you?
Motel.
I'll find out another way, Hong. Remember Tong Xiao. I hear many voices in Chinatown.
I with Hong last night.
And you work until 11 o'clock every night?
No, not every night. Last night, Honorable Wong Fu invited us to sit with him, having tea and talk conversation.
You didn't have this rice wine from these glasses.
Oh, no. Not drinking gapa with Wong Fu. Only tea.
And you left him here at 11 o'clock last night?
Yes. He come to door with us. He bowed. Say good night. Wong Fu shut door. We have both inside.
Door bar lock.
Before you leave, who are your witnesses?
Nobody, see.
What woman was here last night?
You know there was a woman here. She left this purse.
Who's
this guy?
And who are you?
Well?
I, Ah Hing, nephew Wong Fu, have just here sadness of his death.
Yes, too bad, Ah Hing. You've not been in Chicago long, have you?
Short time, 3 weeks.
Ah Hing, have you any idea who could have killed your uncle?
Not no. Uncle have no enemies.
Do you know of any woman who came here? Somebody whose feet fit these slippers? Ah Hing, why didn't this woman take that jade necklace?
Don't know, woman. Tong find out, maybe. Maybe Tong take care.
Oh, so you'd rather have your uncle's tongue handled, today? You'd rather get a hatchet man to pay off this murder, is that it?
No. Very sorry, uncle has gone to ancestors like this. With bullets.
What's that?
Oh, they're mourning for Wong Fu. Well, Sergeant Schuller. Sergeant Schuller. Commander, there's the 3rd District wagon for the body. Bring these 3 Chinese down to headquarters. Keep that nephew away from those other 2. He looks bad enough to kill them. That's a blood to come.
Come on, we're going to give you something better than ice cakes and tea.
Yeah.
Ever drink tea through a rubber hose? Come on, son, Healy. We're going to see Lee.
Gentlemen, will you join me in apple bubble?
Well, thanks, Lee Chung, I will.
None of these water pipes for me. I'll take the cigarettes.
And to each decision. It is wise man who know his own desires. As for me, I prefer the pulverized tobacco of our Chinese bubble bubble. A cool, soothing, mellow method of smoking.
Yeah, it's really good, Walt. You ought to try it sometime. I'm trying to find out who murdered Wong Fu.
Lee Chung, we've come to you to help us solve this crime.
It saddens me to know that thus my friend Wong Fu has gone to the Flowery Kingdom. You know what Confucius say, Lieutenant Healy?
No, what, Lee Chung?
Well, better that a man's bone never rests in holy place than he be dishonored by his friend.
Well, that's exactly my idea, too.
Your idea of what? Say, I like your Chinese philosophy, too, but how's it going to help us find out who killed Wong Fu?
Dishonored by his friends. Now, Lee Chung, you have not titled, but they call you mayor of Chinatown here in Chicago. I know we can depend upon you to solve this crime.
You know my people well, Lieutenant Boss. There is more help I can offer. Yes, I will do everything I can. It is well to remember that the murderer of Wong Fu was a wily, crafty person and trusted. Otherwise, Wong Fu would not open his safe in such a presence. Excuse me? Yes? Hi, Chang. Lieutenant Boss, you are to go to the Tsar of Hong Li.
Yes, Lee Chung. All right, come on, Walt.
Wong Lee. Well, that's the place where that receipt came from. The receipt in that purse we found in Wong Fu's store.
Yes, Lieutenant Healy, that is true.
Well, we stopped there on our way down here, and they wouldn't talk.
They will speak now. Ask to speak with Ah Kin. If you gentlemen should need me as poor translator of Chinese dialect, unfamiliar to you, do not hesitate to call upon this humble
person. You can't keep me in my dressing room all night. I'll get to go and show my head.
Miss Lee, you put on an act last night at Wong Fu's with a couple of girls.
I don't even know Wong Fu. His family is too beautiful for me.
Too, too, too. But you are beautiful, Miss Lee. How did that purse of yours get there on his table?
How should I know? I was sitting here at Blossom Gardens last night. I couldn't have been at Wong Fu's. Impossible.
Hold out your foot, Miss Lee.
Quang Chao Quang. You want to take footprints?
No, but I'd like to try these slippers on.
Just wait a minute, Cinderella. Hey. What do you think of that? It's a perfect fit.
Well, how do you explain that, Miss Lee?
Explain what, gentlemen?
That this slipper, which we found in Wong Fu's dead hand, fits your foot. Exactly.
My foot would fit hundreds of slippers in any Chinese store, any other Chinese girl.
This is your purse, isn't it? You bought it at Hong Lee's Bazaar, didn't you?
I had one like it, but I lost it.
Who is it?
This manager, please. Time is seven, he's going on. He's singing and dancing.
I'll be right out soon.
I think not, Miss Lee. The next act is going on at headquarters.
No, I had nothing to do with it.
Take it down, Walt. I'm going over to her apartment and look for a gun.
I did know Wong Fu, but I didn't kill him. That is all I can tell you. There is nothing more. I, Yang Chao.
Herewith offers reward of $1,400 for the arrest and conviction of the person or persons who killed Wang Fu, a seen Chinese merchant on night of April 10th. Chinese Sikh Company, San Francisco, urges all members of its association in Chicago to take all steps to apprehend killer of Wong Fu. Our association will be present at the funeral.
Say, I've seen Chinese funerals before, but those bits of paper are new to me. What are the stories, Charlie?
A devil in human form has taken Wong Fu's life. Those little strips of paper, 10,000 of them, are to protect his immortal soul from devils.
How's that?
In every strip of paper, there are 9 small holes. 90,000 holes altogether.
What do they do?
To reach Wong Fu's soul, each one of the 10,000 Chinese devils would have to tear through each of the 90,000 holes.
Well, his murderer has crawled through a hole so far.
But you think you do not yet have the murderer?
That's right. I didn't want to come to this, you know. I don't mind a good Irish wake, but these Chinese burials give me the creeps.
Wong Fu's tongue knows not his murderer, else their justice would have reached him.
Yeah, well, the hatchet. A wolf. Watch all the faces around here and see if tell you anything. Hey, Lee Chen. You see Ah Hing over there?
You mean the tall one who is Wong Fu's nephew?
Yes. You notice anything clone?
His face is sometimes like a mask. And
yes, sometimes he's very nervous. He's not acting like a Chinese at a funeral.
Yeah, something is eating that guy. He was smoking a lot of cigarettes outside a while ago. Came smoking them, too.
Well, I've got a hunch.
I think we'd better take Ah Heng to a resting place at the Peking Street. It's better to talk now, Ah Heng.
But I do not belong in your prison. In this small cell.
Yes, your uncle doesn't belong in his place tonight either.
Where'd you get the money, Ah Heng?
I suppose you found it in your uncle's safe.
It's better to talk now, Ah Heng. Tong Sa Bang, the hatchets of the tongues are sharp.
I received money from China.
From a relative, I suppose?
Yes, from another uncle in Shanghai.
If you needed money, why didn't you go to your uncle Wang Fu for it?
Because you knew he wouldn't give it to you. You're a lazy Chinaman and don't like work. Isn't that about it?
Money came from Shanghai.
You took that $600 from your uncle's safe.
Why was woman's purse found and woman's slipper?
We'll explain that. You explain why you hid that money in the mattress of your bed.
Where did you hide the gun? Or was it two guns? You killed your uncle with enough lead, all right?
Woman murdered my uncle. Came to steal Jade necklace. After my uncle was dead, she lost confidence in that necklace. Oh, what does matter?
This light must have gone out. Oh, it's over here.
It's dark.
Oh, Draper, bring us a light bulb, will you, please? This one went out.
Okay, Lieutenant. I'll bring
one back here. Yeah. Nice darkness. Ow. So much darkness.
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, light.
This gentleman cracked yet?
No. He got that $600 from another uncle in Shanghai.
Just a minute. Oh, Sergeant Draper, is there anyone in solitary?
No, Lieutenant. Ain't had anybody there since Pig Iron Lodges last week.
Good. Come on along, Ah Heng. We're going to put you where you can think things over a little better.
Where are you taking me, please?
Solitary. This cell right here.
In dark?
Yeah. You don't like the dark, do you, Ah Heng?
No, please do not lock me in dark. It is full of devils.
And it's full of ghosts, too. I think you'll find the ghost of your uncle, Wang Fu, in there. You killed him, didn't you?
No. Please, honorable policeman, put me anywhere in prison, but not in dark. Please do not lock me up in here. It is full of devils in here. Please, honorable policeman, let me out.
Why did you kill Wang Fu?
I know nothing about his murder. Please let me out. I can call
back. Ah Heng, you're going to stay in there, in the dark, until you tell us the truth.
Hey, Hong Tai Lao,
please take me from
darkness.
We've been in there 5 hours now, Lee Chung.
I think perhaps he is ready now to speak.
Well, Ah Heng, why did you murder your uncle?
Wang Fu could not die by my hand. Could not
spill
relatives
of
family blood.
You spilled plenty of family blood. Why don't you admit it?
I think he did.
I cannot confess murder. I could not commit.
Yeah, let's just go down the corridor a little way. All right. Very well, Ah Heng. You like the dark so much, you stay in there.
Let me out. Don't give me in darkness. Don't give me in darkness. I will say that Wang Fu.
Lee Chung, what's he saying?
He said he killed Wang Fu.
I killed Wang Fu. I murdered my uncle. Let me out of this darkness. I will
save you. All right, Ah Heng. Well, Draper, get my mom to take on this confession.
Okay, Lieutenant. Hello, Bruce. Here you go. All right.
Oh, my darkness.
Sit down here, Ah Heng. Now, tell us how you killed your uncle.
I can't say I want to. Please, I always understand.
I speak English.
Yeah, how can I get take that stuff down?
Ah Heng, it's hysterical. He will speak now only in his own language.
You translate for us, will you, Lee Chung?
I will do so.
I
killed my uncle. I was in need of money.
Take that down, Malone. I'm getting the
money.
He says, I went to my uncle and asked him to give me money. He says, no, you are very grateful, and I would not find favor in the eyes of my ancestors unless you change your mode of living.
But, honorable uncle, I am in need of money. I earn so little. I too earned little money, my nephew, when I was young. But your mode of living is not pleasing to me, nor to my ancestors.
How could I please you with theirs, uncle?
By earning some of money, saving it, bringing it to me, to show me.
He is saying, I borrowed $60. He says, I bought a gun with $10 of this money, and I took it with me to my uncle's shop. This was on last Saturday night. He says, I stole a woman's purse and took it with me to leave it in shop to confuse honorable police.
No, sir, confuse you.
He is saying, my uncle received me well when I showed him the money.
Here is some which I have earned with your uncle, as you commanded. $50.
My nephew, you make me glad. Now I am sure our ancestors will approve your mode of living. I will give you a little present, and we shall have some wine.
Ah, Nagapa. This is very poor rice wine. It is best one could taste. Mm. It appears in beauty. Jade necklace that you keep in your face.
Mm. A miserable necklace.
Ah, it is priceless, my uncle.
Would you like to gaze upon it?
His humble eyes would indeed like to see it.
I shall open the safe and get it out. My jade necklace. Most cherished of all my poor possessions.
Carved 3,000 years ago and grown in beauty day by day.
My nephew, you have denied yourself pleasure in saving this $50. I shall now give you a little present, which perhaps you would like to give to someone you cherish.
These slippers. Happy is the woman whose foot they will fit. Where are uncle?
What, nephew? Why do you have a gun?
Where are uncle? I bring it to kill you.
He says he took money from his safe, taking care to wear gloves and to wipe off all fingerprints from the wine glass. He says he did not take the jade necklace because he knew he would be caught by the town. He threw the gun into the river. That is all.
Thank you, Lee Chan. Ah-Hing, why did you leave a third wine glass on the table?
I left it there for confusion of honorable police.
But it didn't work, Ah-Hing. You forgot just one thing.
What Ah-Hing forget?
You were afraid of the dark.
Ah-Hing, the jury having found you guilty of murderous charge, criminal court of Cook County hereby sentences you to imprisonment in the state penitentiary in Joliet, Illinois, for the rest of your natural life.
Be with us again when truth and justice triumph. In the name of the law.
Copyright Golden Navy.